This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. I'd like to welcome you all here to Fourth Sunday of Advent. For those at home, we'll be doing Divine Service 3 from the Lutheran Service Book. Hymn numbers 356, 357, 343, and 341. We'll begin with a duet, Good Christian Men.
Thank you. beseeching in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Let us kneel and be seated with confession of sin. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repenting of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us rise and face the center for the sharing of peace. The lectern is up. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And the pulpit is up. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
weigh us down, may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Chapter. month,
the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
What child is this? And plus, we've got like some
Word made flesh. The Word, capital Word. Capital Word, that's Jesus. We read last Sunday, next Sunday from John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Jesus was that Word. And then it's kind of cool, verse 3. You know how it starts? It says, so bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. The wise men, everybody come, peasant and king. Everybody come, and that's what I got to read out of Paul's letter to the Romans. It was, come and praise God. And that's how awesome it is. Every day, any day, we can come to church, we can celebrate the gifts that God has given us. And we do that especially at Christmas. We remember Jesus while coming in, and we praise him every chance we get. Is that a good thing? Absolutely. We say a prayer with you. Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessings.
Thank you for your blessings.
Thank you for your mysteries.
Thank you for your mysteries.
To keep us looking.
Keep us looking.
At your word.
At your word.
Our Savior.
Our Savior.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We continue with the sermon, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, on page 8.
Thank you.
free
from
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you ever visit Dresden, Germany, you cannot help but be awed by the towering dome of the Frauenkirche, the Church of Our Lady, with a big statue of Martin Luther right out front. This is a church with an interesting history. The original church was built in the 11th century and then rebuilt in 1727 after the Reformation as a sign to the prince that even though he converted to Catholicism, the city of Dresden would remain Lutheran. The 315-foot-high dome collapsed on the morning of February 15, 1945, after 2 days of firebombing of Dresden by the Allied forces. The stone pillars holding up the dome became so hot that they exploded, destroying much of the building. And the church remained in ruins for 47 years as a war memorial during the time of communist rule in East Germany. In 1992, after reunification, rebuilding began. And builders used as many stones as they could from the rubble piles put back in their original locations. You can see these stones because they're black against the lighter yellowish stones that they added. So also interesting is the name, Frauenkirche. It's German for the Church of Our Lady. It's Our Lady Lutheran Church, named after Mary, the mother of Jesus. Now the Frauenkirche was named when it was a Roman Catholic church before the Reformation and kept the name afterwards. But you do not find too many Lutheran churches with names like Our Lady or Saint Mary. I did a search, and in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, I could not find one Saint Mary Lutheran church. Lots of Saint Paul, Saint John, Saint Peter, and the like, but no Saint Mary. And why? I would guess that it would seem too Catholic. And Lutherans over the years have desired not to look too Catholic, even though we are Reformed Catholics. For a long time, we resisted making the sign of the cross or having a crucifix because it would seem too Catholic. And I can certainly understand that after the Reformation, Lutherans wanted to be clear that they have a different understanding of many things, including Mary. The cult of Mary in the Roman Catholic Church has grown even since the Reformation. A few years ago, I was at a Roman Catholic retreat center in Illinois, and they had a parade with a statue of Mary up on a bier carried on the shoulders of four men. It could seem that the devotion to Mary starts to supplant devotion to God. And there are a number of teachings in the Roman Catholic Church about Mary that are not in the Bible but have become dogma, teachings that you must believe in order to be Catholic.
that Mary was conceived without sin, that she was a virgin her entire life, and that she ascended into heaven in her body. Now, while Roman Catholics can err in elevating Mary to being almost God, Lutherans can err by kind of ignoring Mary, not giving her enough honor, not viewing her as a great hero of the faith alongside others in the Old Testament and New Testament. We certainly should have somewhere a St. Mary Lutheran Church. Like other Bible heroes, Mary's not without fault. It would seem there were times that Mary and her other children tried to rescue Jesus from himself. She likely did not always fully grasp what Jesus was all about. Mary has flaws, same as every other biblical character except Jesus. And we know this because Mary's a descendant of Adam and Eve, and she has original sin, just like Moses and David, Peter, James, and John, just like you and me. Mary's a sinner. But this is what makes Mary a remarkable example of faith. Mary believes the angel Gabriel. In a Martin Luther Advent sermon on the Annunciation, he writes, "There is such richness and goodness in this nativity that if we should see and deeply understand, we should be dissolved in perpetual joy. Wherefore, St. Bernard declared that here there are three miracles: that God and man should be joined in this child, that a mother should remain a virgin, and that Mary should have such faith as to believe that this mystery would be accomplished in her. The last is not the least of the three. The virgin birth is a mere trifle for God. That God should become man is a greater miracle. But most amazing of all is that this maiden should credit the announcement that she, rather than some other virgin, had been chosen to be the mother of God." She did inquire of the angel, "How can these things be?" And he answered, "Mary, you have asked too high a question for me. But the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and you will not know yourself how it happens." Had she not believed, she could not have conceived. She held fast to the word of the angel because she had become a new creature. Even so, we must be transformed and renewed in heart from day to day. Otherwise, Christ is born in vain. This is the word of the prophet: "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." This is the hardest point. Not so much to believe he is the son of the Virgin and God himself, as to believe that this Son of God is ours. Mary heard the message from God, and she believed it. And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Mary is a wonderful example of simple, trusting faith, even in the midst of things she does not understand. There are many things about God that you do not understand, and still you trust his promise to you in your baptism. God has chosen you to be his. God has marked you as his own child. Jesus takes your sin and your guilt, and he trades them for his righteousness, his holiness, and his blessedness. Jesus declares through the mouth of the pastor, "I forgive you all your sins." Jesus gives you his own body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. This is his message for you. This is his promise to you. Jesus declares you to be forgiven. Jesus has chosen you to live with him forever in the heavenly city. Believe it. There is great danger lurking when you elevate your own reason and understanding to be greater than the mysteries of God. Just because you do not understand something does not mean that it is not true. I do not understand how Jesus' body and blood are present in the bread and wine of Holy Communion. This troubled me when I was at seminary. But then I realized I do not need to understand because I know it's true. Because Jesus said it's true. I know Jesus has chosen me because he has promised me that in my baptism. Meditate this week and throughout the year on Gabriel's words to Mary and Mary's humble faith. Treasure Mary as one of the great cloud of witnesses that encourages us to lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Each week as you confess in the creed that Jesus is conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, remember what a great example of faith Mary is to you. Marvel not only at the miracle of the virgin birth and of the incarnation, but ponder also the greater miracle of Mary believing that she was chosen by God. And know that you too have been chosen by God. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were. Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The prayers today were Brian Bowman, Dolores' son, recovered from COVID. Beverly Seward, a friend of Dolores, is undergoing medical tests. Sarah Fleming, Sean Fleming's daughter, who's still suffering with long-term COVID. For Mark Combs, Jim and Linda Peters' neighbor, who has stage 4 brain cancer. For Dick Tendon, suffering from medical issues. Dave Reeder, recovering from shingles. Joy Bingley's uncle, who had a stroke. Mary Rootberger, a friend of Andrew Knapp, who's dying of pancreatic cancer.
And for Carol and Otto, whose white blood count is now too low for chemotherapy, we pray that their count gets back up. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people, according to their needs. O Most High, you have favored us in the incarnation of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of Mary. In everything, let it be to us according to your word. Give us faith to believe that nothing is impossible with you, and so to pray boldly in childlike confidence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Most High, you revealed in Christ Jesus the mystery kept secret for long ages, now made known to all nations through the prophetic and apostolic scriptures, according to your eternal command, give us faithful preachers of your gospel to bring about the obedience of faith. Bless Matthew, our Senate President, Kevin, our District President, Alan, our Circuit Visitor, and all pastors in Christ. Strengthen your holy church in every place. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Most High, hear our prayers on behalf of our nation, its President, all legislators and judges, and those newly elected to serve. Preserve their lives and guide their actions for the good of our people. Give peace among the nations of the earth and preserve us from pestilence and famine, war and bloodshed, sedition, rebellion, and every evil. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Most High, grant all women with child and all mothers with infant children increasing happiness and their blessings. Look with compassion on the lonely, the depressed, and despairing. Grant healing to the sick and give peace to the anxious and dying, especially Brian, Beverly, Sarah, Mark, Dick, David, Joy's uncle, Mary, and Carol. Comfort all who mourn with a certain hope of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Most High, grant that all who receive your Son's holy body and precious blood may do so with repentance and faith, and in the unity of a true confession. Work in us this Christmas a love and a desire for your blessed sacrament. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Most High, we give you thanks for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King of David and the scepter of the house of Israel. By his death, he has opened the kingdom of heaven and closed the gates of hell for all who trust in him. By his resurrection, he has rescued the prisoners who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. Grant that as we recall with thanksgiving his advent in the flesh, we may always confess him and remain watchful for his advent and glory at the last day. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
God, you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that under your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.